This is Entertainment Spotlight here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. I did not recognize her name when I saw it in the news. I'd heard about her a number of times, and here's how this happened. We have a very good friend. My wife and I used to be in mainstream show business, and we still have a lot of contacts in show business, and one of our very close friends had mentioned over the years stories about one of his other close friends. But there's one story he never told us about her, and this is a story that she had told him many, many times over the course of many years. The story about how she had been raped by Bill Cosby. Now, this is a close friend of ours who we have known for years and years and years, and he's a very reliable, honest, truthful person. And he vouches for the credibility of this woman who has been talking about this for years. It's not something she just came up with now when all these other accusations came out. If our friend vouches for her credibility on this and the fact that she's talked about it for years, I'm going to take him at his word, and I'm going to take her at her word. Bill Cosby raped her. That means Bill Cosby is the serial rapist and horrible human being that more and more people are claiming that he is. I think we're up at 18 or 19 people who have come publicly forward and said, Bill Cosby was sexually inappropriate with me, or Bill Cosby raped me. And it's not just the rape victims who are saying he's a horrible human being. There are other people coming forward saying, yeah, he's pretty awful. And the latest story on that comes from 1989. The National Enquirer was working on a story about Bill Cosby and Sammy Davis Jr. and their sexual antics with showgirls in Las Vegas. Bill Cosby got wind of this story and, through his lawyers, contacted the National Enquirer, with whom he had a relationship. They'd dig something up on him and he'd work out a deal. In this case, the deal was, don't run the story about me. Instead, my 25-year-old daughter Erin has terrible problems with drugs and alcohol. Run that story instead. I'll give you an exclusive and I'll give you some quotes, making me look like the perfect father. And so that's what happened. He threw his own daughter under the bus to protect his reputation. Somebody even dug up a Bill Cosby comedy routine where he jokes about drugging women from back in 1969. You know, you put it all together and where there's this much smoke, your house should already been burned down by now. In Canada, they're having their own sex scandal with a beloved entertainer who's one of Canada's top broadcasters. Unlike the Bill Cosby case here, which I don't think will ever result in any legal action, as of Wednesday, Gian Gomeshi was arrested and charged with sexual assault. The story is interesting in that it has enraged practitioners of BDSM. And here's why. Women started coming forward and saying, this guy hurt me. He did terrible things to me, and I didn't want it. And Gomeshi's defense was, well, this is consensual, and these women wanted it. Several women have come forward and have said that Mr. Gomeshi has been physically violent to them without their consent during sexual encounters or in the lead-up to sexual encounters. He struck them with a closed fist, bit them, choked them until they almost passed out, which is a very dangerous practice, by the way. People can die from that, and do die from that. And knowing when to stop and going too far, very difficult to judge. Very, very bad practice. What's known as choking and breath play, where you know, they cover your mouth so you can't breathe, these are not safe practices. They're very dangerous, and they can lead, and have led, to death. What people in the BDSM community object to is that they've tried very, very hard to educate people about what safe and proper BDSM practices are. And consensual BDSM practices. You have to negotiate things ahead of time. You have to agree on a safe word so that somebody can get you to stop when they want. Gomeshi doesn't do these things. And apparently he doesn't even get consent to BDSM before he starts doing it. Hence the sexual assault charges. And I suspect there will be more charges filed against him in the future. All right, we should move on to more pleasant matters. We spent all of last week's Entertainment Spotlight talking about Bill Cosby, we need to talk about things that are much more pleasant. And I think the bottom of Indianara Carvalho is certainly a pleasant thing. In fact, she's a winner. She won Miss Bum Bum of 2014 with a rather spectacular come-from-behind win. This competition features the best female bottoms from each of Brazil's 27 states, and it's a country known for women who have rather spectacular behinds. Last year's Miss Bum Bum, Di Macedo, said, "It's a lot of work, a lot of devotion. I deny myself a lot of things. No nightclubs, no sweets. I went to the gym Saturdays and Sundays." So it's what I suspected. You do not win Miss Bum Bum just from sitting on your ass. If you are an appreciator of posteriors, you might want to check the link below. X Factor judge and former Spice Girl Mel B came out and said she's not bisexual. Instead, she said she's just one of those ladies who had sexual experiences with women. And I'm fine with that. People should be allowed to self-identify. And when we talk about the Kinsey scale, it shows whether you prefer men or prefer women or somewhere on the scale in between. It's true for a lot of people. My wife's probably right in the middle of the Kinsey scale. But some people have just had same-sex experiences, but their primary interest is in members of the opposite sex, and for them, they identify as heterosexual, and people should be allowed to identify the way that they want to. With shows like Duck Dynasty and Honey Boo Boo and 19 Kids and Counting, reality television is depicting some of America's worst human beings and trying to make them role models. The anti-gay, super-Christian Jim Bob and Michelle from 19 Kids and Counting should not be role models for anyone. Their daughter Jessa, who was 22, she was criticized for posting a photo of herself passionately kissing Ben Seawald, who she's married to now. And I don't know if they weren't married at the time. It's not really that passionate a kiss. Their friggin' mouths are closed, for God's sake. But you have to remember that these two people promote an extreme form of Christianity where you're not even supposed to kiss until after you're married. Yes, that when they say, "I do," that's supposed to be your first kiss, not on the porch with your dad on the other side of the door. But keep in mind that this picture was after they were married, and that's what got criticized. The Duggars don't like to be criticized, so they sat something up on their site where people could post pictures of themselves kissing. Well, people in the gay community decided, well, you know, we agree with you. Kissing pictures are really wonderful. So they put pictures up. Well, of course, the Duggars, who are profoundly and obsessively and hatefully anti-gay, made sure to yank those pictures down right away. Well, in response to the criticism of their taking down the pictures, the Duggars simply quoted homophobe pastor Rick Warren. I have really bad news for the Duggars. Statistics show that the probability of having a gay child increases with each child you have. They've had enough children where they probably have several gay kids. They just don't know it yet. Not everyone is thrilled with their anti-gay positions. On Change.org, thousands of people have signed a petition asking for the show to be canceled. They cited examples like Michelle Duggar's voice in a robocall arguing against an anti-discrimination housing law that would affect the transgender community in Arkansas. In the call, she dismissed transgender people as males with past child predator convictions that claim they are female. Their oldest son works for a hate group. He is executive director of the Anti-Gay Family Research Council's legislative group. Well, there's a great message. If you're homeschooled, you can someday look forward to maybe getting a job working for a hate group and spreading malicious lies about people that you hate. The frightening thing is that 19 Kids and Counting, which started out as 17 Kids and Counting, is the longest-running reality show on the TLC network. And interestingly, the Duggars basically exploit their children. I'm really curious as to how much money those kids are going to get for their participation in the show when they reach the age of majority. Unlike child actors, child reality stars really don't have much in the way of protection. So they're very easily exploited by people like the Duggars. Some of the crazy rules they apply to their children, no hugging, except side-to-side hugs, but you can't chest-to-chest hug. No, that's forbidden. They're not allowed to listen to the radio. Of course, they're homeschooled, so they're isolated from, you know, things like facts. They can't celebrate Halloween. They're not allowed to go to the beach because they don't approve of swimwear. I think a lot of people would prefer to be boiled in oil rather than raised by these two crazy people. The Duggars are part of the Quiverful movement, which some people call a cult. They say that they follow the Pearls to Train Up a Child book. If they do, then they're guilty of child abuse. Things in that book include hitting kids with a plumbing line in order to make them obey. Some children have died because their parents followed the advice of that book. The Duggars practice something called blanket training, which is basically child abuse. You're slapping a child, a baby, not a child, but a baby, with a ruler. All child care experts can tell you this: kids don't figure out spanking. Spanking's pretty bad in and of itself, but for a baby, doesn't mean a damn thing to them other than that it hurts. They're not going to show the serious punishment that this book advocates on their reality show, but I would not be surprised to find out that they physically abuse their children off camera. And another form of abuse is making children raise children, which is what they do. There's no way that two people can raise 19 kids. Now, they can afford nannies and au pairs and all that, but they don't do it. They make the other children, the older children, raise the younger children. That's abusive. Studies show it. Raising children is an adult responsibility. As much as they are anti-gay, it should be no surprise that they are also anti-choice, repeating virtually every nonsensical bit of information that is promoted in the anti-choice community. I can't call them pro-life, though. How can you be pro-life when you keep having children until it kills you? They're expecting their 20th child.